listener production.
Hi, Sarah. This is Georgia. I used to love what I do for work, and now I'm not finding any joy in it at all. I've got about 10 years before I plan to retire, and I just don't want to spend the next decade unsatisfied with my career.
Georgia, thank you for getting in touch. It sounds like you're ready to renew and rediscover the spark in your career. But to get there, you'll need to do a little bit of self-exploration. I've got some strategies to help you reignite your passion and to have fulfillment in your work again. What I find in my coaching practice is I've worked a lot with later career men and women who face very similar challenges to you. And the first step is really acknowledging that the desire for fulfillment in your career is valid and essential for your overall well-being. So begin with self-reflection. Take time to understand what initially drew you to your career and also what aspects of your job used to bring you joy. Reflect on how your values, interests, and priorities may have evolved over time. Explore growth opportunities within your current role. Is there room for advancement, or are there new skills you can develop? Consider seeking out projects or responsibilities that align with your interests and passions. Also, foster connections with colleagues and mentors and surround yourself with supportive individuals who inspire and uplift you. It's great to engage in meaningful conversations and collaborations that spark creativity and enthusiasm. Also, prioritize your work-life balance. That's important. Ensure that you have time for activities and hobbies outside of work that bring you joy and fulfillment. Also, a well-rounded life contributes to overall happiness and enhances your performance at work. If you're interested in taking a new professional leap, you could start looking for a new job that also is in more alignment with you and your purpose and your values, dependent on your current stage of life. Another idea is to embrace continuous learning and development. This is one of my favorite things to do. Seek out opportunities for professional growth, whether it's through workshops, courses, or conferences. Investing in your new skill set can also reignite your passion and open up new avenues for advancement. And also, it's a way to find a sense of purpose. Connect with this sense of purpose and identify the aspects of your job that resonate with you, your values, and make a meaningful impact. Practice gratitude for the opportunities and experiences your career has afforded you. Take time to appreciate the small victories and moments of fulfillment, no matter how insignificant they may seem. You can always seek further support from colleagues you trust or an external professional, and also consider working with a career coach or counselor who can provide guidance and perspective as you navigate this transition. Professional support can offer valuable insights and strategies for finding fulfillment in your career, which can also be very helpful. When I spoke with Simon Sinek on a Life of Greatness podcast, he spoke about finding true happiness in helping others.
We've all gotten good at prioritizing our careers and our happiness. And what makes me happy? And how can I find happiness? And how can I find love? And how can I lose weight? That we've all forgotten about each other. And my greatest hope is that we learn to help each other. How can I help somebody I care about find love? How can I help somebody I care about find the job that they love? How can I help somebody I care about, you know, live a healthy lifestyle? How can I help my team thrive? How can I help somebody in my organization get rewarded for their performance? It's not that individualism is bad. It's that we've over-indexed on it. It's that we tip the scale too far. Mm. And my greatest hope is that we can rebalance and remember to learn the skills of taking care of each other.
So to you, Georgia, and to everyone listening, as you embark on this journey to rediscover joy in your career, remember that self-reflection, growth, opportunities, connection, work-life balance, learning and development, gratitude, seeking support, having a job that fills you with purpose are the pathways to a fulfilling and satisfying professional life. You can navigate your career with clarity and enthusiasm, fostering a future that aligns with your values and aspirations. If you have a burning question you'd love answered by me in one of these Sarah's Greatness episodes, then please send a voicemail message to my Instagram DMs at Sarah Grimberg, or just write me a message and send it to my DMs at Sarah Grimberg. I look forward to hearing from you then.
Listener.